listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a breaking news briefing. Another icon has sadly passed away. The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, has died aged 83 at her home in Switzerland after a long illness. The statement adds the world loses a music legend and a role model. The pop icon had been diagnosed with intestinal cancer in 2016. She brought us great hits like Proud Mary. To other news now, a tragic ending for a great-grandmother tasered by police at a New South Wales nursing home last week. 95-year-old Claire Nowland has died. The police officer who tasered her is now facing three charges, including recklessly causing grievous bodily harm. Police Commissioner Karen Webb says a 33-year-old is due to face court next month and remains suspended with pay.
In New South Wales, it's you're innocent until proven guilty, and so he is afforded the same opportunity as any other resident. And his employment will continue to be reviewed, but at the moment he is still suspended from the workplace.
A school is closed and won't reopen until tomorrow after a terrifying shooting in WA. A 15-year-old former student has been arrested after three shots were fired yesterday from the car park at Atlantis Beach Baptist College, while two rifles have been seized. And an energy report is due out today, set to reveal how much East Coast customers on the default market offer will be slugged from July 1. It follows a draft forecast of a rise between 19 to 24% for those in New South Wales, Southeast Queensland and South Australia, while Victoria was told to expect a 30% rise. Code wars could be reignited with an NRL superstar keen to jump into the ring with an ex-AFL champ. Latrell Mitchell declared he wanted to fight the winner of last night's battle between Tom Bell-Chambers and Cameron Mooney. Bell-Chambers claimed victory by knockout and told Main Event he's open to it.
Yeah, not sure yet, mate. I've been in the gym for 3 weeks, so, I'll get back in the gym with Jace and we'll see what's next.
Well, Nikita Zhu, younger brother of world champion Tim, scored a first-round knockout in his sixth fight last night. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, sunny for Brisbane, reaching a top of 24, blue skies for the Gold Coast 2 and 23, mostly sunny for Sydney, 23 the max also, rain and windy for Melbourne, a top of 16, showers for Hobart, a max of 17, rain for Adelaide, chasing 17 also, partly cloudy for Perth, a top of 19 degrees. The 7am News podcast is the big story. It's the news that defines the moment with a narrative. New episodes every weekday on the Listener app. Download now and listen for free.